a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. Hello, you're welcome to episode 73 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, your favorite pop culture enthusiast. And we've got another one. So we've got another king in the building today. We have artist manager and music blogger, Reese. How you doing, King?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I'm honored. And first of all, before going any further, I want to thank you for your support. You're always supporting the pod, you know, retweeting, always, engaging. I really appreciate you and all that you do.
I'm loving the content, man.
Oh, thank you. I'm shy.
Don't be shy.
But how's your week been anyway?
It's been good, you know. It's been good. It was my birthday this week.
Come on, happy belated. Cheers to you. Come on, more life. Boom.
So I took like most of the week off work because I'm just, as an adult, I'm never going to work on my birthday.
Never. Ever. I've got the whole week ready for July.
Literally. As should be, man.
Yeah.
So just soft life.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
what did you for your birthday?
Went out for lunch with my mum.
Come on, auntie. And then, shout out to auntie.
You know, it's a chilled one, so turned 25 this year.
Mm-hmm. How does that feel? You've now joined 25 plus gang.
Do you know what? I'm going to hold that one off. It doesn't start till 26.
Okay.
It's 25 plus. So
you
I'm
know
still,
what? I must still be with the kids. Okay, that's fair.
But yeah, 25 plus Twitter has crazy. Time has flown and now I'm here.
Let's get into you and all that you do as well. So you are what? An artist manager. Let's get into that.
Yeah, artist manager.
Let's get into what you do.
How did that start? So, okay. So I do a lot of different things creatively. So I do like photography, videography, and video editing. And so the artist that I currently manage, when she speaks, she's neo-soul, spoken word, gospel.
You see the video of her here?
So neo-soul, spoken word, gospel. And so, we've been friends since uni. So uni, we're both very creative people. She did like a visual project, which I helped her film.
Come on.
So we've always kind of like supported and collaborated with each other. So post uni, when she started doing music, I was like, gave her a shout. I was like, yeah, pick up you. Like, congratulations. Come on. Like, songs came out and it's good. And then I originally joined her team to do like strategy and like social and just social media, just marketing and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And so when we originally joined the team, that was like the original thing. And then as we kind of more got into it and started planning more stuff, then it kind of spread it out into doing more different things. And then now it's like this whole thing. And then now it's like more of a, it's just more stuff that I'm now doing. So it's like planning the rollouts and dates and singles and videos and
come on,
a whole bunch of stuff. Streaming.
That's a lot of work, you know.
It's a lot of work. But it's a lot of work.
It's worth it. And it's needed as well, of course, to have the teaching that you want. That's true.
Definitely. It's a lot of work. Like, you just, people just see, people just see the songs.
The end result and everything,
People just see the songs and like, next one. Like, nah, wait, enjoy this one.
There's a lot of work that goes into each one. I get it, 100%.
So it's funny, because now, you kind of see music from both ends.
Yeah.
So, like, you see it as a consumer, and it's like, when's the next song? When's the next project?
But which is fair sometimes. It's fair sometimes, but at the same time, so you're right in terms of
it's
a lot of work.
And behind the scenes, and it's like, we're like, no, we're going to let it simmer and let people just enjoy it and not rush things so much, because it is a fast-paced industry. Every week, people want something new. And in the beginning, we gave into that. Like, we was ready to try and kind of cater to that fast pace, and I was like, nah, like, it's not sustainable.
Yeah, okay, I agree with you on that. Let's get into your blog as well. I know you posted recently as well. Let's get into
I did. Do you know what? I'm so inconsistent.
I'm gonna make sure you're consistent. Come on,
Like, everyone's onto me. I was like, new post. Like, I even have a post like completed and pending.
I saw you talking about that one. You haven't posted it.
I have posted
after the Chris one,
and then I have a Kalani.
Yeah.
Blue Water Road. I think that one is finished, and I do like, I try to do like each post with a playlist at the end. So the playlist is ready, the post is ready.
Boom.
I need to upload it. So
when should we expect it?
Listen,
we're gonna put a date on it, and I'll make sure that you.
What's the date today?
Today is the what? 18th.
Saturday the 18th. I could do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Sunday 19th. So by the time this episode is out,
I'll make sure the link is in the blog should be ready. That's right. Come on. So let's get into the blog. So what is the purpose of the blog? What do you do on the blog?
The blog is like, I talk about music a lot. Mm-hmm.
Like, he loves it. That's you're the perfect guest for this podcast. Like,
Twitter's tired. The group gets tired. Everyone
I've
heard.
Never listen. Bring it. Well, we need one more.
Everyone has heard. So everyone's like, you should start a blog. It's like, soon. And then I think one day, I was just out. I was out with a bunch of Speak Smartest, and then she was like, enough procrastinating.
So it's time to do the work.
It's time to do it. If you want me to read over it, I will. But it's time. So I started doing it. And then it's funny because it's like, you do a post, but it's like, no, consistency.
Yeah.
You have to keep writing. Yeah, you have to keep writing.
Literally true.
So I'm like, no. So this year I need to make sure that I'm like more on it.
Because you have a lot to say and what you say is of substance as well. So listen, I'm ready for it.
So there are more stuff. There are more stuff coming, like LMA's project.
Yeah. Which one?
Heart on My Sleeve. Yeah.
I think that album needs a lot more love than it got.
I feel like everyone is so fixated on her previous singles and hits and
the boot up.
Get past it and get into the new stuff.
And taking the
growth. This is like a solid body of work.
I agree.
This is a solid
body. One of the best of last year.
Definitely. I agree. Up there.
Amazing.
Solid body of work. And she's like receiving no love. Like, and it's a traditional R&B project.
Yes.
Which you don't really get anymore. Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff. But this is like a straight R&B. And it's like, it's not getting the love that it really needs.
Exactly. You know what? I think it's getting a certain type of love. I think her core audience love it, but I think if you compare the love that she got for the debut album, her self-titled one, with this one, it's so different.
Different.
She's gone on tour with Mary J. Blige.
She's
gone on tour with Mary J. Blige. I think some sort of recognition, but I think deserved more. Basically,
definitely. Because I think she's doing a solo tour in the US. I need her to get that London date.
You know what?
She's like, but I don't blame her. That's the thing. I need a tour, but if you don't want a tour in the UK,
it's fair. No, Bella's in America right now, and I say, you know what, as much as I miss you, stay there.
Just stay there. I want you lot here, but no fairs. It's not going to be more me in that venue.
Bella has been teasing music that she's been recording. We can't make this here. We can't make it. Like, I think there's a certain ceiling here, and you have to break through it. I don't think you can break through it here.
Because when she speaks, like we see the stats online and market.
Is it America?
Market's in the US.
I think we need to get our face out of here. The
market is in the US. Like we have the friends, we have the core, and you have like a few people that don't actually know, which is cool.
Yeah.
But then when it gets to the numbers now, US. Yeah. And it's just like,
I agree.
You can't win. You have to but then you need money to now go there.
That's a whole different thing in itself. Listen, so what song would you recommend when it comes to when she speaks in her catalogue? What would you recommend for the audience?
My personal favourite is Shine.
What is it? Come on.
Shine. That campaign and everything. And the song itself, beautiful. It's like that summer.
Yeah.
Uplifting, good vibes. Like, you know, you wake up in the sunshine, you're like, let me play some music for the day. Yeah.
Start the day right.
Yes. Start the day right. It's that type of song.
I love that.
We did this recent release, a single for a debut EP, which is coming out later this year.
Do we have a date?
Not yet.
Do you have a season? You want to have third quarter, fourth quarter, second quarter?
I can't give too much away yet. But first single for that is out.
Mm-hmm.
Came out 11th, so Valentine's weekend. Mm-hmm. So
that's cute.
It's cool. So that was Try Again. So that was good. That was good. Photo shoot for that as well.
Yeah, it was a black and white, isn't it? I saw that.
So yeah, no, that was fun to work on as well. But we kind of put a team together. So like our team's like kind of all friends, but we're in such a creative circle that everyone has.
And you all have the goal, want to see her be at the best position she can be.
Exactly. This is
cool. I love that. You seem so happy.
No, do you know, it's fun that. Like to do creative stuff that you enjoy and like to work with people who are passionate about what they do as well.
It's true.
Everything works so well.
No, I love that. So where can the people find you and all that you do?
I'm Reese AOJ on all socials. What's that? Instagram,
Twitter,
TikTok.
Should you see on TikTok?
I do use TikTok. Will I ever start using TikTok? Never say never, innit? Never say never. But I had to, you know, I put off using TikTok for ages. And then I had a job which was very TikTok based. So I came on there for a bit.
Oh, you told me about that. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And then when I left, I was like, yeah.
I get it.
I come on TikTok to see the messages I've been sent.
And then you go.
Send some back and I'm back offline again.
I get it. It's fine. That's cool. Okay, so next up. Oh, gosh. Should we do what you've vibing to? So what you've vibing to on your way to the studio today?
Oh, okay. So I was telling you, I have a playlist of like.
Yeah.
So I feel like Spotify, I listen to such the same music all the time. Mm. So it's so easy to just get into the rhythm, listen to the same stuff.
Yeah.
So I've created like a playlist of like songs that like catch my attention or like songs that I hear, like actually that I hear, because you know sometimes you hear a good song and it's easy to forget about sometimes.
Especially in this day and age.
Music, like, yeah. There's so much music, so you can stumble across something and just easily slip out of your rotation.
Yeah.
So I've like created a playlist.
Just keep yourself remembering. Yeah, cool.
Like songs to remember that, to listen to. Like I can, a few, okay, yeah. Off the top of my head, Worth It by Ray.
Okay.
Off the new album.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
We'll get to that. Worth by Ray. Mario released a new song.
Was it Ty Dolla $ign, right?
Ty Dolla $ign, but the one before that, Like You Too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a solo one. That was good.
Yeah.
Leon Thomas. He has, what's that song
that
called?
Gifted Man.
He has, what's that song called?
Go get it.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. But his work on with SZA as well, that song.
Is it Snooze?
Yeah.
Even his cover of that song is amazing.
Oh, Her Old Friends by Party Next Door.
Oh, that's the recent one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the recent
cool,
one.
Cool.
Superstar by Money Long.
Ooh,
she did a Spotify
the
singles.
Recent Grammy winner.
Gotta give her flowers, man. Give her flowers. Do you know it's like Spotify singles? She'd like a Spotify single.
I think I saw Victoria
and
did
Tyson,
one with
Bryson,
yeah. And I think I saw Coco Jones and somebody.
And Leon Thomas.
That's it. Come on. That's good.
I can give a shout out to Pray It Away.
Chloe.
We'll get to that one. Smoking Out the Window, Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak, Silksonic. That one's come back into my rotation recently. Yeah.
Do you feel like that album, was it an album, right?
It was an album.
Do you feel like it got the love that it deserved? Or do you feel like it got what it actually deserved, if that makes sense?
Do you know, the funny thing is, like, I didn't think the project was that great.
As a body of work.
But the songs, but some songs on it were amazing.
Leave the door open, Oof. Jesus. I feel like it set the bar so high.
Do you know Ruin a Rollout? Skate. Skate killed.
And when they made it, they made it a single, right?
A single second. It was a follow up to Leave the Door Open. That, do you know what?
A mess.
When I saw them release Skate, I saw the whole era die.
No, I saw the
everything
whole era die.
Crumbled and ended, and everyone tapped out.
I think even I did, because the album itself, there's one song that I'm like, oh, let me go find it. You're not even gonna go and do
after
my research.
Last night.
I think that might be the one I'm talking about. Hold on,
but that should be the single. See. Rent was due when they made that song.
Hold on.
Because I think they had like the key change in it as well.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Can you imagine?
After last night, and they thought, yeah, we're going to make Skate a single.
Gosh. And that's what I always say, single choices are just so important. But somehow, they just mess it up
like,
all the time.
You see rollouts die from bad single choices.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
because it's meant to set the tone and also build that anticipation.
Make people excited for the album. And,
I agree.
And then you just see albums just lose people. Like, People just zone out. No one's gonna come to stream it when you release it now.
It's true.
Singles, everything.
Imagine. For me, the song that I was vibing to, I was playing the singles we're gonna talk about today, but the one that's not part of the list that I was vibing to, Beyonce, Cuff It, the whatever remix.
Oh my Jesus. Do you know what?
Beyonce.
I think I sent it to you.
I didn't know it was out until you sent it to me.
I can't remember. So I must have stumbled across it on Twitter. Someone sent it to me, and they was like, oh yeah, Beyonce released a remix. I was like, a remix?
I said, it's real? Is it a fan made one?
Yeah, I was like, there's someone, there's any mashups. Yeah. Like, I listened to loads of mashups.
It's crazy.
And there's like, no, a remix. Like, it's on the website and everything. They sent it to me. I was like, this is a remix.
Greatness.
People need to take notes.
But I think Beyonce is such a seasoned artist because she gets what a remix is.
When you have those artists from like 2005 before
backwards,
that,
yeah.
When they come to do remix,
they get it.
They do
the Mariahs, the Mary J's, the Brandy's.
It's not a verse. You're not coming to add a verse.
It's the vibe. flips.
New verses, mm-hmm. new melodies, yeah, new ad libs. Everything. Like, that's a brand new song.
I believe what she's singing in this version. Yeah. I believe it. Like, what?
Like, it's like, yeah, you're dancing. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, sexual song. But now everything just is in correlation.
Yeah, it's true.
Everything just matches.
Ties together. Like, when you said to me, I was like, this can't be real. But I think the original, I think it was from a TikTok, isn't it? It was DJ Eccentrics, I think.
Yeah. The thunder in the
it just sets the tone.
Everything.
It just sets the tone.
And then on top of that, she released the acapella with it as well.
That's what I'm playing as well. The acapella and the instrumental.
I
think even since the same thing for Kill Bill as well, isn't it?
Flo did that for Cardboard Box.
Yeah. Even with Cardboard Box, yeah. I saw what Emenike and Cole, like what you guys did with this album.
I'm sure he has vocals in that.
Yeah, I can hear it now.
Now I heard the acapella. Yeah. I can hear him doing the bass on it.
It's
so
crazy. No, I love it. I love it.
A good acapella. Like Kill Bill, not a fan of the song, but I love the acapella.
Damn, not a fan of the song.
I think it's clearly the instrumental, because I love acapella. Mm-hmm. So something's going wrong between the acapella and the real version.
Don't kill me. But you know what? I hear that. Next up, we've got the song association game where we'll both pick five words each and we have to sing a song that has the word in it. I said it right for the first time since I've done this segment. Oh my goodness. My goodness. I'm always messing up my thing, my explanation. Do you want to go first?
Okay. So first word is night.
Oh, night. We can go all night. Broadway.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Time.
Ooh, time. Oh God, because if Winnie hits him, I'm not coming with myself today. One step at a time. La 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 la. Like this box.
Okay. Oh yeah.
See?
Oh yeah.
That's a throwback right there.
Yeah, no, for real. Was it like a Disney Channel song or something like that?
I feel like it was on Disney, but I think it was also a separate cigar. Yeah.
Okay, after.
Oh, I must sound so stupid. Party after party. But can I tell you that?
No, that's a classic.
After. Because you're a song.
Everybody had to party.
Wait. After. Oh. Oh, wait. I got it. Oh, the morning after that. What's it called? Timberland, Nelly, and So Shy. Timberland, Nelly, So Shy. Morning after dark.
Okay.
But how's it got? I have to think it though. But
yeah, because I can't say I recall that one.
After, you know what? I had the I'll lose this one. It's okay. I'll lose it. It's fair. So I've got 2 points so far.
You got like after last night. We didn't even just speak about that.
Oh damn! Damn!
Okay, hopefully this one should be easier. Hi.
As a H I G H.
Yeah.
Me, I just want to be I, Adekunle Gold and Davido.
Okay. And make.
Make. Eish. Wow, the pressure's gotten worse. Make. Oh, what? This, oh my God. I've got one, but I don't know how it goes. Jane Jackson, Make Me, but I forgot the melody. Fuck, the pressure. Oh man, you fumbled today. Make.
You make it. And now I'm nervous, Margo.
Oh, the pressure. Oh, make.
You make me wanna.
Oh, I was just going to talk about him today as well. I'll lose this. You gave it to me, so I can't take it.
Okay.
So I've got two. Like, three?
Three.
Three out of five. Okay, your turn now.
Okay.
Let's just go. The first one, life.
Life. All my life, I pray for someone like you. life.
That's 1 point. I didn't make it. I'm okay, so I don't forget. Okay, second word. This could be either wanna/want to.
Okay.
So wanna or want to. It could be either or.
I'm not going to do Usher because I just said that.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go missing. Oh, I need a prescription. I want to go higher.
I don't even think of that. I'm so mad. I gave you the one. Oh, damn. Third word, saving.
I'm saving all my love.
I'm about to lose this right now.
I have like a random access memory to songs in my head right now.
Fourth word, right. R-I-G-H-T.
Right. 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 Why has my brain? Oh, no, I've just been bragging about how, you know, yeah, I got songs in my
praying.
Head.
I was praying for this moment.
Right.
Five.
What?
I was thinking of Brandy's right here, Departed.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Even SWV. Was it SWV?
Right. Oh. Okay, no.
You know,
okay,
so 3 points. So currently tied. Oh, okay. God. I'm going to get this one, though. Last word. Ready. I'm ready to lose. Ready.
I'm ready.
Which one's this one?
Because I want it. I'm ready.
I'm so sad. I lost my one. Wow. You know what? Congrats. Let me be a supporter, you know. Come on. 4 out of 5, you did that. Well
okay.
done.
Right. Okay. The fourth one beat me off, but there's
you got 5 out of 5. But you tried. You did very well. So it's time for the classic faves. And okay. You chose Destiny Child's The Writings on the Wall.
Yeah.
What made you pick this album
classic.
For this episode?
I was even fighting between two albums.
Oh,
pick.
Yeah, I remember this. What's the second one again?
Confessions by Usher.
Oh, yeah!
Confessions by Usher. But Writings on the Wall, like, that album, like, so do you know with albums, you kind of have artists who do, like, concept albums.
Yeah.
And you have artists who do albums for hits.
Yeah.
And you have very few albums when you get both.
Both. Mm-hmm.
Very few, because not everyone can do hits and concepts.
That's a word.
And then to put them together.
Yeah. No, I never noticed that there was a concept for the album. Because I think I've listened to the singles, but so I play this album.
When you play it top to bottom,
yeah, it's this is for the girls, whatever, or that, yeah. Stuff like that.
So
yeah.
You got the whole, they got like this whole mafia intro.
Yeah.
And they're doing these really bad Italian accents. And they're like mafia, and they're like Beyonce Corleone and all of that stuff. And
I'm
then
dead.
They're like, yeah, it's obvious. The writing's on the wall.
Goodbye.
And then at the end of each song, you got like they got like each commandment for a different song, and you go into the song,
and it just ties together so beautifully. So the singles for this album were Bills, Bills, Bills.
Mm.
How do you start with Bills, Bills? Anyway, Bills, 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 Bugaboo.
Yeah,
oh, I love that song so much. Say My Name.
Yeah,
and Jumping, Jump. What are your favorite singles from this album?
Bills, 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 and Say My Name.
Yeah.
But like Say My Name is a song that I don't listen to
regularly.
But when I hear it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
this is a
throwback
song.
Right there.
This is like, slaps. No. But the craziest thing about the album to me is that these are teenagers.
Yeah.
These are kids.
Yeah. That's true.
In your bag. In your bag. You lot are like 17, but you're in your bag.
Yeah.
Like, this album slaps.
Now, I feel like we're in a time where the people that are the age that they were at the time are not giving us the same thing right now. I feel like the kid star, like the teen stars, like the Rihanna's, the Chris Browns, all these people.
We don't get teen stars anymore.
Oh, man. Like for me, like you said, the visuals, fantastic. My favorite single.
What's yours?
Bugaboo. I love Bugaboo.
And they got two versions of the song.
Yeah.
Do you remember they got the extended version? Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
We're taking out the bridges now of our music for today. There's no more bridges.
Because wasn't Kobe in the video and they had like the whole marching band thing?
Oh,
and
this is such a fun
song. That's actually a good song.
Yeah,
that's a good song.
I love
video.
It. And also, I would say Jumpin' Jump Club, the energy of that song is just fire. I love it so much. What are your favorite songs that weren't singles that you thought should be singles as well?
Hey Ladies.
That one.
Slap.
Yeah.
And Confession of Missy Elliott.
You got that. We see each other. No, I love it. Love Temptation.
Oh, that's a good
one. Love
Temptation.
That's my favorite as well.
Confession. Wait, no, that's like.
Confession. That's with Missy Elliott.
Oh, yeah, I already said that one. Yeah. Let's see.
There's so many bang. I think the flow
you
of
go,
it.
Oh,
is
Where'd You Go?
Yeah.
Yeah, Where'd You Go? Hey Ladies and Confessions. Top three for me.
Yeah. Let me see my favorite. Let me see my top three. Top three for me. So Good.
Okay.
Yeah. So Good.
I feel like I heard that song so much growing up. It feels like a single to me.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
It feels like a single.
Yeah.
Like that one was a hit in the streets. Before social media.
For the culture.
Before social media.
Well, come on. So Good. Ooh, it's tough. So Good. Confessions. Mm. I'm stuck with the final one. It's between Bugaboo or Hey Ladies for me for my top three.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you think? Is it a good top three?
That's a good top three. Hey Ladies, confessions and
it's just the overall vibe of it that I love. Honestly, it's good.
You got just different opinions and different angles throughout the whole album. Like you got this emotions for everything.
You
like,
got something for someone. I love
albums when you have range and you can have the different emotions and tempos and levels throughout. These days, you get one vibe.
Yeah,
you get an hour.
One vibe
minutes.
Of sadness, one vibe of happiness, which I'm not mad at, but I also love albums where you can feel a array of emotions as well.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not mad if I like the vibe.
Yeah,
then it's like a cool album. It's like like you did that, but if it's what a vibe I'm not really feeling, it's like one vibe.
You know what? Yeah, funny enough, my last guest picked Destiny's Fulfilled as their album for the classic phase. So listen to it, of course, in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I can hear the growth on that last album, though. Because I feel like, of course, they're much more younger here. Like I feel they experienced life more.
The album doesn't really get much flowers.
Which one? This one or the...
Destiny's Fulfilled?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, independent woman, can't stand the album.
But that one...
But Destiny's Fulfilled is like a complete... R&B project.
Yeah. I feel like it was a perfect for them to even end it as well.
Yeah,
as a group.
Destiny
like,
Fulfilled. That's the like growth. The name, the growth.
It says it all.
Grown, even though there was like 22 at the time.
But that's the thing though, because right now Beyonce is what, just like 40, I swear, isn't it?
Probably just some
so
early
they were kids. They early were 40s. Kids doing amazing things. Like, they set the tone for their solo careers with that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's like, that was like
I
a good...
Agree. Yeah, I feel like on this album though, I can really hear our second lead vocalist Kelly as well.
Yeah,
there's no Beyonce here, but also do you hear Kelly on this album too?
I feel like album question, you do get a lot of Kelly on it.
But what I will say though, they sounded better as a group, as a trio with Michelle. I don't think as a group they sounded like strong in this album.
I think the dynamics, I think they was probably still figuring it out. Whereas I think by the time they got Michelle and everything happened with Pharaoh and the breakup, they had to figure it out.
Yeah, by force.
You had to come prepared for the next
go
one.
Go hard or go home.
Yeah, because you couldn't, you couldn't kind of test. There's no, you can't test waters anymore. You've had a public group fallout.
Yeah, it was a mess as
you
well.
You said people
was that
can't sing.
As well? It was filmed too.
I'm sure there's like on tour or something. And
yeah, he said, "Oh, you can pack your bags. I'll pack it for you." Beyonce was so rude. Beyonce.
Yeah, no, getting fired from a girl group on camera.
Oh.
But do you know, as far as 6 month work experience goes, no one has Pharaoh beat. as far as work experience goes,
it's true.
She's number one.
Wow.
Beat that 6 months.
I was so shy.
I did 6 months. And do you know, on Independent Woman, I got it. Yeah. That's her.
Yikes. They still kept the vocals. You know what? It's all fair.
It's all fair, man.
I love this pick that you chose for today's episode. Let us know your thoughts using the hashtag TCM show throughout the episode. Thank you. Now we've got the latest releases, and I know you're excited for the first one.
Yeah.
Ray has finally dropped her debut album, My 21st Century Blues.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so happy. 7 years for this to happen.
7 years.
7 years. How do you feel about this release and this album?
Do you know what? I've not always listened to Ray's music. I think she's kind of like been like the pop hits babe. Radio hooks.
Yeah.
So she kind of fell into like the kind of noise of everyone else who does that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think around that time she came out about the label stuff and that they've been holding her back and all of that. I think that's when that's when she kind of came into my radar.
Yeah.
And I've kind of been seeing her story on her from there. Mm-hmm. So when I'm seeing like now she's like doing a rollout for her debut album independently and I think the real turning point for her album was Escapism.
I don't wanna feel love that song so much.
Seeing that song blow up and seeing her like on charts as an independent
artist, UK,
she's
insane.
top chart over here. I think she's like top 20 in America.
Yeah, just performed as well with 070 Shake as well. I forgot the man's show, but it's a US TV show. A big deal,
like a late night one.
Yeah, late night show.
Yeah. I did
such
see
a
the video.
Performance. It was amazing performance as well.
Yeah, I need to watch that one. Actually, I haven't got around to it. She's really doing her thing, and the album itself is a solid body of work. And she's like a great songwriter. So you have the balance of the storytelling and the songwriting, and she's singing about her pain, and she's really getting into what she's been through. And then you get to the kind of the second half of the album, and it's like, all right, you can look at dance now.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, let's have some fun
balance,
now.
You know?
There's real balance. Yeah. There's real balance, which is good. Like, that's like a solid body of work. Yeah. And she had like the installation outside the label building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say that was marketing at its finest.
She is like fighting them head on, and I really,
I love it.
They I really rate it. No, for real. Like, she is being loud and proud about it. Yeah. She needs to be. So that's like solid body of work.
Yeah,
like,
I agree on that.
The singles, I think I've heard. Yeah, I heard some of the singles.
The Black Mascara,
Hard Out Here,
Hard Out Here, and of course,
yeah, Escapism. Mm-hmm. And there was one more as well. Because Escapism came in a two.
You know what? That song was so good. I forgot about another one. Is it The Thrill Is Gone? That was a last single.
Yeah.
I think The Thrill Is Gone.
Oh, Thrill Is Gone. And then you had Bubblegum Man just before the album dropped.
Is it? Ice Cream Man.
Ice Cream Man. Ice Cream Man.
Oh, come and kill me today. Ice Cream Man.
Yes. I really said a compliment. Yeah, Bubblegum Man.
I've heard this song before.
No, so she's like, I think a couple of nights before the album dropped. But, I think the first listen, I was a fan. That's a good project.
For me, yeah. So, I've known of Ray for a long time. I think she had a song with Malik Berry. Someone else in there as well. It's called Confident or something like that. It's like an R&B song.
Yeah.
So that's how I was introduced to her. But then with time, I noticed that she switched to the EDM, like the unts, you know, whoop, music.
Yeah.
You know, and I was about it as well. I loved someone that she released last year. What's it called again? I Don't Want You. I love that song. I'm someone that I love pop as well, so I wasn't mad at it, but I noticed that we were not getting to know Ray as Ray. Yeah. Like, we're just sounds that we're popping radio, but I think this album serves its purpose, like introducing us to her as her own person, not as what they've manufactured her to be.
Yeah, and I feel like with mainstream UK singers, you don't get them. You just get the music that they want them to make.
That's true. So I think, you know what? I think everything that she's gone through, even though it was quite unfortunate in the beginning, has led to this moment in terms of like, give us an album where there's just various sounds.
Yeah.
Like, there's the R&B that we've got there, but we've got the pop.
Yeah.
We've got like the party music as well. Like, it's got a good balance of different sounds as
well. Got a good balance.
Yeah. Like you said as well with the Destiny's Child, how like there's something for everybody there.
Yeah.
And we're not getting that in this day and age. So I'm happy that we've got that with this album. What are your favorite songs?
Favorite songs.
Let me get my list ready as well. Check. It's a long list.
Favorite songs is number one. Worth It. That song slaps. I need that as a single. I see that song blowing up. I see that song blowing up. So whenever she's ready, just push that as a single.
Yeah. She can have a long era as well, you know.
Yeah, she can really carry this one out. I hope she does, because
The hype
One thing you see, there's a difference between the artists that carries out the eras and the ones that don't. The ones that carry the eras are the ones who are, you see their profile and careers building.
Yeah.
Doja Cat's a good example.
My babes. Like,
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
The ones who carry out their errors are establishing their careers.
I agree.
You're seeing it. Yeah. So I hope she does carry out their errors.
Yeah,
so
it's true.
You've got Worth It. Mm-hmm. You've got Body Dysmorphia. It's a sad song, but it slaps, man.
No, it's the execution of it. Like, what?
It's like, I don't really like my body, but it's my only body.
Can we better sing? Come on.
Nah. Sad message, but the song slaps,
man. Yeah, I agree. I think that balance as well of course, being honest, but also making it a song that someone can consume as well.
Yeah. Do you know what?
It's very rare to see that,
you know? That's my favourite brand of music.
Yeah.
When it's sad but I can dance to it as well. No, I love up-tempo sad music.
Yeah.
I love sad music. Sad music you can dance to.
Yeah, I agree.
That's my bag.
That's an amazing genre right there in itself.
Yeah. What else is in my top? Oh, you have that song. Sorry.
Get a list.
Let's see. It was just before.
Is it Flip a Switch?
Yeah.
Flip a Switch on a brick and a...
Because you had Flip a Switch, Boy Dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Five Star Hotels as well.
Woo! With Mahalia.
Yeah. I love
Mahalia. Now let's get into what I'm going to get. Five Star Hotels.
Five Star Hotels, yeah.
Oh, like, no. The compatibility on that
you
track.
You get to the end of the album and she just gets into a bag. She gets into a bag.
Do you know what I like about this? You know, I like the fact that with the featuring artists, they bring something completely different to the song. Like, it's a different feel compared to Ray, but it just makes sense together.
The funny thing, when she first released the track list, everyone kind of looks at the features. And it was like...
Always.
And it was like, oh, okay. That's a cool feature list.
Well, just two things. Zero, zero, zero. Mahalia.
Yeah. So everyone was like, oh, okay. That's a cool list. But no, it works. It works well. Like,
nah, and I love that the focus on her for the most part of the album as well. So it makes sense. I feel like it's very intentional.
Yeah, definitely.
What an album for me. My favorite songs, Oscar winning Tears.
Yeah.
How do you start that?
That performance. Yeah.
The vocal delivery on that track.
Yeah.
Ray.
Yeah.
My Ghanaian. No. My Ghanaian queen. Ohima. What is Ghanaian? Partly Ghanaian, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So Oscar winning tears.
Slaps. No, she ain't.
Escapism.
Yeah.
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice Cream Man. Flip a Switch has to be a single.
And
like she has two extra singles on top
did
of
you
that.
Hear the what? Normani version?
The Normani version?
Apparently,
it's I'll put it afterwards. I'll go and get my
apparently, thoughts. I came across it the other day.
I can imagine it though.
I don't know if it's real or not, but you know, these AI people but are getting
it. It's meant to be a collaboration though. I think it's meant to be a Ray collaboration with Normani.
You know, Normani and her, Normani's team are in their bag of removing.
They have sabotaged that girl.
In their bag of removing verses from pop songs, so.
But, I feel for her, but you know, I feel like we talk about her and her soulful career every single time. Every time. It breaks my heart. Oh. What else I love? Body Dysmorphia as well. Yeah. Faster Hotels. But this is an amazing body of work.
I think, from my memory, Environment and Anxiety Slaps as well. Yeah.
I feel like it's just so different.
Yeah, very different.
It kind of reminds me of, not this might sound so crazy, but you know those songs on like these TV shows, like Hollyoaks?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can hear that in the background for some reason. Like the Amy Winehouse kind of songs that you hear in the background.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can hear that there, but that's what I got from that.
Yeah, I did get Amy Winehouse from Environment. Yeah.
They love an Amy Winehouse song on these shows. They love it on soap operas.
Now you said that, I remember. Yeah, I remember doing that comparison. I remember doing that comparison. No, I did. Yeah, and then I did really like the intro and outro.
Just had to give it nicely. Give us a concept. I love give
a
structure.
I love a good intro and outro. Yeah. Like it can really create the just tie it together. Like
the excitement.
Like
as
you
well.
Finish the album. And it's just the outro, and she like does her thank yous, and if you can feel it's
such a beautiful,
it's a meaningful project.
I love that. No, Ray, we're so happy for you. Like
for real,
continue thriving and shining.
Definitely doing her thing.
Next up, you know what? I just realized something about this next release, Lotto Lottery, featuring Lucala. If that's her name.
Yeah.
I was getting ready for this episode, and I found that Dr. Luke produced a song, and I'm filming. I am livid.
Do you know what? It's funny because whenever the theme rappers want to fight, they love to do moral politics. But at the end of the day, everyone runs to the same man for a hit. And do you know
what? There's no pick up for Nicki Minaj's husband while you could go work for Dr. Luke.
They need to. It's a shame because he never misses, and I hate it.
Even him being a part of Need to Know, I don't think because Doja didn't do much on Need to Know, but just being a part of the hits, he knows what to be a part of, and that's what annoys me. He knows what to be a part of.
He never misses. I hate it, but I did see allegedly, allegedly before anyone does anything to me, allegedly isn't very involved in the stuff he's credited.
Yeah, that's what Doja said.
Doja used to be very vocal and then removed everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I feel like in 2023, there is a lot of side eye where that stuff is involved.
But why in 2023 are people still working with Dr. Luke?
I'm
sad. But other than that, okay,
do you know,
let's try and take him out of the situation as much as we can.
I saw the name and I was just like, that makes sense. Because I hear it.
Yeah, especially with this time of it, like this Doja time, this Sweetie, this sound that they try to go for. What are your thoughts on the song? Let's talk about the song though. Let's try. Let's talk about the
song
outside of Dr. Luke.
She has a hit.
Yeah.
She has a hit.
But when that snippet was teased,
hey, do you know what?
I was like, yeah.
I'm gonna come back to the snippet.
Yeah, because I do love this kind of vibe.
Yeah,
and you know what? I'm so happy that she picked this babe, Lucala. Yeah, I was hitting Dua Lipa.
Yeah, do you know? Because we're speaking about who's the feature.
Yeah,
and I was like Dua Lipa and any random pop babe who's already been done her thing for the last couple of years, but. It's kind of refreshing to have a new name and a new face.
And a black woman as well. I was like, okay, I rate this.
I was like, yeah, like it's refreshing. It's new. Yeah. It's new. So she thought outside the box of that one. Mm-hmm. Has her in the video.
Yeah.
Has her credited. Because they like to do unknown artists.
So have the voice only, but no feature.
No one knows who it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, that's like.
I'm really happy about that.
And especially a certain group of people online are really onto her. Not going to say names, but.
And they'll come and beat us up today.
They'll come find the studio. Come get.
They're not above doing that.
They're not. I won't put past any of them. And they're always onto her. Mm-hmm. Always dragging her. Always.
So now, I feel like she made it easier with having the person that's a part of this production be a part of it. They're gonna give her the flog of her life.
Yeah.
They will.
Yeah, yeah. And I hope for her sake, I hope it's a hit.
Yeah. That's what I can pray for. Because imagine working with Dr. Luke and it go backfire. Like, it's just, yeah.
It's embarrassing.
embarrassing.
You did this for what?
Literally.
What did you gain?
What was the end result? You know, but you know what? I like the song. Mm. I like the vibe.
I like her versatility.
Yeah.
She's very versatile.
Yeah. But you know, I thought I was her. I was singing all the time. I was like, can she sing like that?
Because I know she can do like a small melody
like
here.
A little hit.
Yeah. But I don't know, like the whole hook.
Yeah.
You
but
sure?
You know what? I really like that. But you know what? I would say that I wish Lucala had an extra verse. That's
I did think that. Mm. Now I'm hearing, like, now when I'm hearing a song,
okay,
I'm like,
bridge or an extra verse.
I can hear her going into like, or really,
yeah.
Do you know that
like
final
she's going
chorus?
Ham.
Yeah. Do you know that really final chorus?
Yeah, yeah.
Have that one ad lib really send it home.
So I literally thought that, we're about to get something on top of that.
Yeah.
I said, that's
but
it.
They could now come and do an extended version when the time's right.
Yeah, I know what.
If they need that boost.
I encourage it.
If they did that extended version, but maybe a different rap verse. And then like a extra verse from the singer.
Yeah. I agree
like
with that.
There's room. There's room to do more.
You know, how long is the song? It's like 2 minutes, isn't it? It's not that long.
It's a short song. Like it starts and then it's finished.
That's it. It starts and it's finished.
It's finished quickly.
It's true. But you
know
what?
That's what they're doing.
It's nice. It's a nice song that I like it.
It's
a whoop whoop.
Yeah, they've done their thing with this one.
I agree.
They've done their thing.
Next up. Arastar with Stability. If you like this kind of music, anyway, because I was wondering if you would like this kind of song.
It's funny because I never used to listen to Afrobeats at all.
Mm.
And then I feel like over the years, you kind of... I listen to a lot of different types of music. So like over the years, I kind of broadened my horizon. And especially Afrobeats has had like a phenomenal past couple of years.
It's
like they've grown.
Yeah.
Before Afrobeats used to be Davido, Wizkid.
Yeah. It was the same.
Just the same three guys.
Yeah. Banner, having
a hit one by one.
Yeah. And I think it was Tiwa Savage dominating for the women as well.
Yeah. And then now you see like a whole array of Afrobeats artists.
Yeah.
Like thriving at the same time. Everyone's
worldwide
different,
success as
different
well.
Hits in different areas. Yeah. Like they're doing amazing. Like they had a phenomenal year.
Yeah.
It's good to see. Like it's good to see like they're really like doing their thing right now.
Yeah.
Like you have the pop artists who are now like jumping on any remix they can find.
Your fave, Chris. You're gonna find Chris Brown on
He never song. Misses.
You know, I'll have to give him to him. Like,
I can't
Time
lie.
And Affection.
Blow Mona
my
Lisa.
Mind. Yeah, Mona Lisa. That one grew me though. I didn't like it at first because the accent was a little bit forced.
Yeah.
But I've grown to like it.
He needs to leave the accent.
This is an honest fan right here.
Yeah, no, do you know what? I will enjoy the music, but I will give my honest opinion
as well.
Of course,
I agree.
I'm not here to blindly celebrate.
I can't lie. I used to be that kind of fan. We'll talk about Rihanna later on anyway, but I used to be that kind of fan that will lie about everything. Oh, the best ever.
There's no peace in line for your fave.
Because for me, yeah.
Because when they're dragging them, and you're like, I kind of agree though.
You're like this. I mean, I
Circle
agree a little bit. No, I'm picking through. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I didn't say that, but I agree in it. You know? That's literally me. But what are your thoughts on the song Stability?
I like her voice.
Yeah.
I really like her voice.
Yeah, it's so distinctive.
Yeah. She has like a... Yeah, no, it's really distinctive.
Yeah.
I do like her song. It's like a nice vibe. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice vibe.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I do not... You saw the list. I was like, I'm going to listen to everything called Lifts and really give it like a proper listen.
Yeah.
And she had the melody on the chorus is sampled from
somewhere. Yeah, sample, yeah.
And I was like racking my brain, trying to think where is this melody from. Mm-hmm. Still not found it yet.
Oh, you know what? Let me see if I can find it for you. Hold on. Samples Awilo Long Umba's Coupe Bimbamba. Hope I'm saying it right. You know, I'm not Congolese. I think it's a Congolese artist. But yeah, for me, she won me with Rush, which was the previous single before this one. But with this one, I'm a fan now.
Do you know I first heard of her? She did the remix of Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, Bloody Samaritan, yeah.
Yeah. So she's been an artist, like, I've heard her music around. And
yes.
I think it was her.
Yeah.
And I think when the remix came out, I was
like
okay,
you put
so
a
like,
face
yeah,
to the
yeah.
name now.
That's when I finally put your face to the name. So, like, now when she releases, she is kind of on my radar. Because I see Rush is really doing its thing right now.
Yeah. Listen.
So I think you quote tweeted on the new video, Disability.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, no, like,
it's
like,
a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Like, this is, and you know what? Yeah, I feel like in a time where we're getting a lot of Afro pop, I'm happy that we're getting like proper Afro beats again.
Yeah, I was hearing.
Yeah. I was hearing.
I was like, this sounds like an actual, like traditional, actual Afro beat sound compared to the commercial.
Yeah, it's true.
That was like an actual, like, commercial. Like,
I'm rooting for her. I'm looking forward to this new album. Love it.
Has she announced it yet, or is it?
Not yet. I think she dropped the deluxe version of her. I think 19 and Dangerous. I think that's called.
I think that came up. Oh, the deluxe came up recently.
So they did additional songs in it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that album. Yeah, because I think it will show growth as well.
Definitely.
And she's very young. Because I think she's 20 or 21.
Okay.
She's very young. So I look forward to hearing her growth.
Afrobeat stars are young.
Yeah, like even Remo, who we're getting to afterwards as well. He's like 20, 21 as well. Like similar age.
The Afrobeats artists are like, kind of like the new gen mini pop stars.
Remma is a kid and he's singing the most hollow songs. Yeah, I'm like, God, this is a child.
He's a child
of God. But speaking of Remma, he dropped a double single, Holiday and Reason You. What were your thoughts on these songs?
I did like it. His sound is different.
Yeah,
like it's not like
he could lay for himself.
Yeah, it's not like Afrobeats, mm-hmm. and it's like Afrobeats pop. It's like he's kind of created his own sound, and it works for him. Because I think when he dropped his last project, I was quite a fan of that as well.
And Raves and Roses, album.
Raves and Huge, yeah.
I love that album so much.
It's a good album.
Like, one of my favorites of last year as well. Honestly.
Yeah, was that last year?
Last year. Literally, Time and Affection. Time and Affection.
Yeah, yeah. No, that song.
No,
that was on loop.
Chris.
That was on loop. And I'm still waiting for my video. We didn't get the video.
I agree. We need it.
Let him and Selena Gomez finish their thing, and we can come back for the
that song. You know what? I always say, I did not support Selena Gomez. Let me phrase that. I supported in terms of I got what it will do in terms of the charts. But I've listened to it ever since the day it came out.
Yeah,
I've stuck with the original.
Do you know them songs like? Oh, like I enjoy seeing your songs doing well, but it's not me contributing.
I'm not your audience.
It's not my stream.
But it has continued to chart up the charts till now. It came out months ago.
It's growing.
And like, I love it for him.
I think it's almost on like 500 million streams.
Yeah, he might get a billion from that. You know.
Yeah, that'd be his first billion. That'd be his first billion.
Crazy, but I love the songs though.
Yeah, the news. Yeah, those two. Because I think like his production. Is like really, it's different.
He has his own lane.
It's like he's in his own old lane,
yeah.
Which I do like. I really enjoy, which I think, which is why he's doing well.
Yeah,
cause it's like not different. It's not similar to anyone else's sound.
Okay, you know what's so funny? Cause when he first started, he was getting a lot of like Wizkid comparisons.
Yeah,
so I'm happy that as he's made more music, he has separated from that comparison and has created his own lane. I love it a lot. And you know what? I think I like Holiday more than Reason You. It could change that type of time, but. Holiday, I want to hear that live. Now, speaking of him being live as well, I went to his show last year.
Was it good?
where
was he?
This is at Brixton, unfortunately, before the whole,
Brixton
situation happened.
It's funny because I've been Brixton for two events. So, Ashake and Kalani.
Is it?
Brixton back.
So, I was the one after using it the day after you for Kalani because she did 2 days.
Yeah. Wait, you know.
I went to go to your one and I saw my ticket and I got a free one to go to the next day.
Okay.
I said, no, I'm for free. Let's go.
So, it's funny. So I went to two concerts in the same venue back to back. And the whole like layout and the whole vibe of the concert is different. Like it's two different venues.
Yeah.
Everyone queued up for Kalani. The queue was long, but everyone queued.
It was going round.
But Ashake, you had a congregation outside.
Yeah.
And you got him quickly if he was lucky.
Yeah, literally.
Even Kalani had the merch store inside.
Yes, I remember. Yeah,
Ashake, you just go straight in. It was on canteen in there.
You know, I was there for Megan.
Okay.
Remma, Kalani. I feel like I'm missing someone. I think it might have been those.
When it comes to name concerts, I always feel like there's someone forgetting.
Yeah, I'm always forgetting somebody. I went to Lowe's last year. Yeah. I've got Flo this month. I've got Brianne Way next month. And I've got Beyonce and Bella the month after that.
Okay, so that's a busy year.
I'm so excited for those.
That's a good lineup.
I think there's three B's. There's Brianne Way, Beyonce, Bella. The three B's.
The clear way to do it.
They've got Flo, of course. But the songs, I do love Holiday. Reason You, I like the production on that one. But I feel like Holiday's more my vibe than Reason You. And I love that it's two different sounds as well. It's not like
the
two
production
same songs.
For Reason You did stand up for me.
Yeah.
I did hear it and I was like, no, like this is different. Like this,
he's on his own lane. Like at this age as well, so I can't imagine him 10 years from now, what he will be creating in that
like,
time.
This gen of like new Afrobeats artists, they're like mini pop stars.
Yeah. Because like, internationals, but they're building an audience so fast.
Yeah. Like even in raves, like when you go to parties, you do. And the funny thing is, there was a conversation about this. Mm-hmm. How Afrobeats has now taken like the space of up-tempo R&B in clubs. So you see where you used to have all the up-tempo R&B and they had their own hype set kind of. That's like the space Afrobeats is now kind of stepping into.
And I love it. I can't lie. I love it.
Like a whole new gen of mini pop stars.
Yeah.
It's good to see.
I love it, honestly. And I'm rooting for Rema all the time. Like, I don't think he's ever missed, you know. I don't think he's ever missed. But next up, we've got Debbie. Is this real love?
It's real love.
I put real life. What about life in the notes?
You sent me life. I was like,
I was hanging very fast. Debbie's Is This Real Love featuring Lucky Day. Definitely it's a remix to the
that
original.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Like, I think I must have opened Spotify on a Friday.
How I saw it as well.
I was like,
I see the black and purple colored artwork.
Yeah. Because I didn't discover Debbie till recently.
Yeah, I think because Debbie was a part of Stormzy's album. That's what I mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, she's more the background vocalist or also a main female vocalist for the album as well.
She did the cover of Crazy in Love.
That cover.
And do you know what?
I can't find words.
I saw it and I was like, oh, someone did a cover of Crazy in Love.
I was scared.
I was like, whoa.
I said, not everyone could do that, but when I watched it.
Which Crazy in Love?
And are you crazy for doing this? But she did it.
And
then
I heard, and I was like, no, like, she actually made her own.
Yeah. Like, I think even called Beyonce making her own, and that's what she did.
She made it her own. She did it well. Mm-hmm. And then so I was like, okay, like I'm awakening. She's on the radar. Like she's on the radar now. Yeah. And then her next thing, remix of Lucky Day.
Yeah,
that's good. And the song's good as well. And I like how she has the J-House reference in a song with American.
Did you see what I did? I heard it.
I was like, yeah.
And I love it because how do you romanticize a J-House song?
Exactly.
How does that work? Exactly. But I love it. I absolutely love it. I think Lucky Day was an amazing choice as well.
Yeah. And it wasn't a choice you think of.
Yeah. Because if I was to sit in her team and think, who would work for this song? Oh, no, four of him at that time. I would probably stuck it in the UK.
Yeah.
But it was so smart to
like,
have him
most people probably would have gone for like a UK singer. But to go over to the US could be start for steps for her migrating. As she should.
You know, I support it, especially because this Crazy in Love performance went viral. For BBC performance to go out of the UK, I swear it got like, I see a million likes.
Really?
I saw even a million views or likes. It went viral, basically. I can see this.
Every time it came on TV, I watched it.
Yeah, literally. I'll see it being promoted as well.
Yeah, no. I was like, every time it comes on TV, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. No, but this song, the compatibility, I love when a collab makes sense.
Yeah.
And it made a lot of sense.
They blend well together. They do blend well together.
We're not getting a lot of songs like this that were so like, make emotion filled, you know? Yeah. There's like a lot of emotions in it.
We are starting to see more R&B collabs now.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So you know what I want to see, though? A more like rap song collab, so of course the singer and the rapper.
Yes, we need to bring those back.
Because those were the best.
Hopefully, we start getting those again. Hopefully, we start getting those again. Because everyone,
good ones too.
The good ones, because people need to stop. Rappers need to stop singing their own hooks. It's enough.
I agree.
Like, yeah, there's a melody, and yeah, you can hold your own, but sometimes you need someone just to sing.
Yeah, take us to church sometimes, you know? Give us the feels that's needed.
And also, stop getting the rap singers to do it. Get an actual singer. Because. There's a certain song that was on Kendrick Lamar's album that a certain rap singer did on it.
Name names. Who was it?
Blast. Was it? And the thing is, I did like the song. It was the I hope I'm not too late.
I'm cool, right. Man.
And then I was like, nah, this is a good song. And it got to like the final part of the song. So I was like, it was like singing the final chorus, and it just like stayed flat. And I was like,
I hate when they real, don't give it a good finish.
A real singer. Would have known.
Alright. Yeah.
Last chorus. We're gonna finish the song now. And he just kept it. I was like, oh.
That's sad. I don't like when that happens.
I enjoyed the song, but oh.
Yeah,
man.
I get it though. Oh, I'm sad to hear that.
A real singer would have known. Yeah. We gotta finish
this
properly.
All we need sometimes. There's someone that's gonna take it just to another level. Like, for example, that whole Mahalia situation. How Mahalia took that ending, give a different feel altogether. Yeah. Like, that's what we need more.
You need features. To add to the song.
Yeah, and not subtract.
Not just being it.
Yeah. Some even take away from it. Like, sometimes it could have done on your own. Just keep it on your own or get someone better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like this song a lot. I love it. Janelle Monae's Float featuring Sean Kuti and Egypt 80. And can I just say, it took everything in me not to say Sion instead of Sean. It took everything in me not to come and Africanize that name. Why?
Oh, that song.
What were your thoughts on this song?
Be honest. Not a huge fan. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I'm not very clued up on Janelle Monae's music prior to this. Mm-hmm. So she's like
she's a rapper singer.
She's a rapper singer. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is like kind of a rap track for her. So I was kind of.
Yeah. Because there's one song that she's like, gone before called the Django Jane, I think that's what you say, I think. Okay. Yeah, but so it's like some kind of vibe, sort of like sing rapping. It's like almost like a Rena Betrayal of Her Money kind of thing where it's like it's singing, rapping, flaunting kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Let's be honest.
I'm not a fan of the whole. Like, okay, I don't think it's for everyone.
I don't think it's for everyone.
Think just sometimes just sing. I'm crying. But I have to say, I do love Janelle Monae. Mm-hmm. I think, especially after seeing her
in that film.
Oh. Do you know what? She was never on my radar before, but I saw that in the film.
Was it the recent one?
Yeah, it was. Glass Onion. Knives Out, Glass Onion.
How was that one? Actually?
Her performance in that was incredible.
I've heard.
She was incredible in that film. Good. I want to support her anyway. Not this song, but any other way. Oh! I'm ready to support her.
You know, for me,
I'll wait for the next release to support her.
You know what? Wait for the next release. But for me, I like this song. You know, this song is a lot of me. As I said, I think because I've listened to her a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I know this one to expect. So I was excited from the teaser that she dropped. Yeah, I like it. But I get how it not be everyone's cup of tea. I get it. But for me, I like it. The rapping, a little bit of the sing, talking. I like it. I feel like it works in this case for me personally. But that's a very fair. I like when people have different opinions as well. Not everyone else got to like as well. So I like that. Last but not the least, we have got Don Toliver, my king, and fellow singer or fellow artist / his girlfriend, Kali Uchis.
That's his girlfriend.
So I think the song that makes more sense, isn't it?
Do you know what? The song
it does have the sample, you know, Girl Damn Sugar.
The song was like a rollercoaster of emotions. So the song started, I was like hyped. I was like, okay,
yeah,
this is a good sample. I was like, this is a good sample to use.
Yes.
And then
how do you feel like it was used well?
And then you get into like her part of two, she's singing the chorus, and you get to her chorus. I'm like, you just done the same song, and then I thought that the song then switched up, and you get something new, and it's just kind of just like, you didn't have to release this one.
I love Don Toliver. Yeah, I feel like a misfit.
I do like Kali Uchis.
I spoke about her in the last episode. Funny enough, it was about even their old collaboration together. Because they've got one before as well called Drugs and Hella Melodies.
Okay.
I think that was their first collab as a couple.
Yeah.
But I don't think I even knew they were a couple at the time, which I think I prefer more than this. I don't think I liked one.
This song.
That song is special. This one.
This song is a waste of a sample.
And I think this is my issue when samples aren't used properly. And I love Don Toliver. That's my king. Like, I love him down. I love his sound so much, but.
Yeah.
In this case. It's not. Great sample though.
It's a good sample to use.
Yeah, literally.
Not used well, but good choice.
You know, I would like to hear someone use a sample. And did someone use this? No, that's a different song. I thought Janae used it for another song. Might be a different song. But yeah, I think someone should use the sample, but use it in a better way.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion.
There's better people to use it.
Who do you think should use it?
Nomani.
We don't give her to an idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Give her an idea for another song not to release.
You know what? That would be an amazing comeback. If she can use the sample for a comeback.
If she did like a slow in the club summer song. Yeah.
I feel like it's going slow and maybe building it up, you know. I don't know. Yeah. I can really say something like that. That's a good one. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have thought of that.
For a guy, if done properly, maybe Lucky Day. Give another vibe to what he normally does. Yeah.
You know what? Lucky Day, Normani come together and make this work. Yeah. I think that'll be an amazing collab.
A hot video
as well.
Them two together.
that'll be a madness. Good collab.
Yeah.
We need that.
We need to get that sample cleared.
Yeah, absolutely. And done correctly this time.
Yeah. Properly.
But that is latest releases for this episode. You know what? I enjoyed this list for this episode. Yeah. I feel like
we had a busy week of releases.
We couldn't fit everybody in.
We couldn't get.
There's so much that we could have added, but there was just not enough time for. Come on, it was a lot.
There was a lot of releases.
Amazing releases, though. Use the hashtag TCM show to let us know your thoughts. Trending topics. We're gonna start off with Rihanna, her return on the stage with her Super Bowl halftime performance. What were your thoughts on this performance?
Super Bowl. It's funny because it had the build up to the performance. So, of course, everyone's awake at, what's it, 1:30? And they took ages to even start the performance.
Oh, my God. I was fuming.
I was like, have I missed it? It's like.
Can I say, what's that sport called again? Is this soccer?
American football.
American football. So y'all need to just play the game at one go. Don't just start. Are you guys all right?
Because they were like, because you know what, cool, so there was like 3 minutes of that quarter left.
That 3 minutes took was like 30 damn
the longest 3 minutes ever. Like, man, just finish the play and let's get to the performance.
Expeditiously. Because they come for you.
Do not low key, they're probably dragging out because they're like, we need these views.
Yeah.
We need these views.
Yeah. Literally. I said, once her performance finished, I'm shutting this laptop. Boom.
Yeah. Performance done. I went to bed.
Yeah. Literally.
I like American football, but I'm a head up. But that performance, so there was like a build up to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, cool.
Yeah.
It was just, it was a nice performance. Like, I felt like, she did it to say, that's off the list. Like, I've done Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
I can rest now
yeah. And give birth to this baby.
All right, guys, I'm finished.
Can I just say, I don't know that she was pregnant at the time. When I was watching it live, I didn't know it was a bump. I thought it was baby weight.
I was like, is that?
I did not notice
like,
no,
it. She just had a baby. Let me not body shame her.
I was like, man, choose your words carefully. Don't come and help me body shaming the woman now.
And I felt like everyone was doing the same thing. Yeah. Everyone was like,
oh, we can say it now. We can say it.
Yeah, because I saw a bunch of tweets and people were like, well, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it looks like she's pregnant. I'm like, well, no, man, she just had a baby. Let's not be so harsh.
I generally thought it was just post baby weight. That's what.
But then when you deep it, she had like, I think it was like tied around her waist. Yeah. And it was all open.
I think the silhouette as well. But if you know what, the jacket as well, the way it was silhouette, the thing was set up, it was like, it was not that obvious, unless of course you're looking deeper than
it. It wasn't very obvious.
Yeah, I think that color as well kind of, that's what helped me. But you know what? What were your thoughts on the set list of this performance?
I do think Don't Stop the Music should have been in there.
If you look at my notes, I said that.
That one, I think that's like, it wasn't number one, but I feel like that's her biggest non-anti-hit in the streets. If you mention like Rihanna's best song, that song is in there.
Yeah.
Like that's like her
biggest hit. You know what, with her being pregnant, that would have been a song where it could have required an audience to do more than she had to do.
Yeah.
Like, so she wouldn't have to do much. Instead, like, they're saying, like, just give the mic to them, whatever, and sing it. So I wish she added
definitely.
That. Because I think if you swap that with Wild Thoughts, that would be the good set list for me.
Yeah.
Because Wild Thoughts, I said...
I liked the live version of it, though.
I didn't expect it, especially if you compare it to her list of hits. I said, wow, you made it to the cut.
Wild Thoughts.
I was surprised she did Bitch Better Have My Money. That being the first song, I said, wow.
But I do feel like it went on for a bit too long. You have 13 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's be for real.
But you know what,
I feel like the whole song got played. I'm like, all right, man, I've heard.
What I will say, though, the cinematography of the performance was insane.
Yeah. You see the ending?
Yes.
When she's doing diamonds.
Yes.
And the camera pans out.
That was stunning. And then the first song, Bitch Better Have My Money, the way like it went from her face and then zoomed out and zoomed back in when she crouched down a little bit. Oh,
the cinematography for that performance was
It was beautiful.
That was great.
But the set list. So BBHMM was the first song. Then Where Have You Been?
And they did over the that's like,
and then the cockiness as well. You know when she did the cockiness? I thought Ace was gonna come on stage with her. I said, keep your man off the stage.
Keep him off the stage. To be fair, I don't think there's no one she could have brought on that everyone would have enjoyed. There's no one. There was never going to agree on anyone to come on stage. Yeah. So fair enough. I was kind of like waiting, like, oh, so like, I wonder who she's going to bring on.
But you know, I feel like her bringing, her doing on her own and bringing her big bump chair.
Yeah.
I think that was very intentional. Like, these are my hits. Because I think when you watched her interview with Apple Music,
she did
like,
say,
celebration of my catalogue. It's not about people, it's about myself. And, you know what? I love that main character syndrome. I love it. Yeah. I love the main character.
Because she did, I think she did say she has a special guest, and that was a special guest.
These times was a baby.
Could have sang a verse, but Fez.
I said, you know what, So then I love how she did include like cockiness into Where Have You Been?
Yeah.
Only Girl in the World.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to add that there. I love that song.
Yeah.
We Found Love and had S&M in the background as well. I love how she put certain songs. She like, she matched up other songs.
And she touched on Kiss It Better. Yeah. When she touched on that,
I wanted her to sing it.
I was like,
just a line, just one line, just one line, just the chorus, you know. But I appreciate it in being there nonetheless. So that was
she gave it a flower.
Yeah. That was with Rude Boy, isn't it? That was with Rude Boy.
Yeah.
Then we got Work. Oh, the dancers doing Work.
Yeah.
And I must say,
the whole dancers and the whole stage setup was great. That was.
I would say though, the costume. Definitely got in the way of us seeing their moves, because seeing the moves on TikTok of what they were meant to do or what they were doing, I should say.
Yeah,
I said they were moving.
Yeah,
but I think throughout, because of the how it's called, the marshmallow fit.
Yeah, the marshmallow fits.
Yeah,
marshmallow suits.
Marshmallow suits. It definitely got in the way of us seeing how hard they were going.
Yeah, they were dancing.
It was fantastic.
But I feel like one thing is with the Super Bowl, probably visibility.
Yeah,
because I find it kind of funny because with the Super Bowl. You have people sitting around all four.
Yeah.
And so you could be in your seat and you just see the back of Rihanna for the whole performance.
I was thinking though.
So she's doing like shine bright like a diamond and you see the back of her head.
And then the red jacket covering her.
I got the wrong seat.
I'm sure somebody couldn't see the baby bump in real life because they didn't see it throughout.
Like, what do you mean
she's pregnant? I know she turned like certain angle, but I don't think she turned like a full 360. So if that's not behind her, I'm sorry.
So I think when you book a Super Bowl ticket, you need to find out.
Yeah, you better be
guided. Where's she going to face? Understand that
song. Oh, I love it though. There's a wild food, like you mentioned. Birthday cake going into Pour It Up.
Yeah.
Pour It Up is my song.
I'm glad she did Pour It Up.
I didn't think she was going to do it. But what she just said, say my babes.
I feel like she definitely paid more flowers to her recent hits and then her bigger hits.
Yes, yes.
Because I feel like Ponder Replay could have. Ponder Replay could have. It goes one by one.
Two by two. You know, I think because they started What's My Name before they showed her on stage, she should have done Ponder Replay. I think they should have done a little one, just pretty much the beginning.
Just like a small kind of like a 2 minute medley.
Yeah.
A 2 minute medley of the old stuff.
Like SOS on live would be sick.
I feel like SOS as one of her number one hits doesn't get a lot of flowers.
I think she hates it.
She must.
I think she said she hates Umbrella. Which she end up doing, but I think Umbrella, she can't take that out.
I think everyone hates their biggest hit.
Did Pour It Up, she had Numb. I don't know if everyone might know what Numb is, so that's an Unapologetic.
Okay.
So Numb was in the background of Pour It Up and then transitioned to Pose. I said Pose made the cut.
Pose.
I think there's a lot of time on Pose. There's a lot of time on that. But okay, I was mad at that. I was on Anti as well. All of the lights. That's when I now thought Jay-Z was going to come out.
I thought Jay-Z, like the only person who could have in other circumstances of behaviours in this earth.
Oh, damn.
The only person who really could have came out for Rihanna's Super Bowl performance would have been Kanye.
Oh, Kanye. But you know, I think apparently Apple Music is beefing Kanye, isn't it?
Everyone is.
To be fair. And of course, where he is right now with career is a mess.
I was even saying this. Kanye is not someone you could give a live mic to.
At the
biggest event of the year.
Those 30 minutes would be a rookie's mistake.
Could you imagine giving Kanye
the first Apple Music performance?
An unfiltered mic. For a performance.
They're going to have to cut the cameras. Cut the cameras, dead ass. Cut the cameras.
They're going to go back to the game.
That performance would be over quick.
Yeah.
Can I just say, the product placement with Fenty Beauty.
Yeah.
Knowing that she was not getting paid for the performance, it was so smart. Because I think the sales went up by over
800%. It's like 800%.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then also her music sales now. She's going to have 3 songs in the charting. Top 50s, or top 40. And then her album, Auntie's going back into the top 10. I said, shit.
It's crazy. Super Bowl. Get me.
No, it's smart.
I'm going to get an album. Get me
that
Super Bowl.
That was the smartest business move in all areas. In terms of her music, her catalogue, in terms of her... I think the last one went Fenty as well. Savage X Fenty. Under the marshmallow, of course. Yeah. They're wearing the Savage X Fenty as well.
I think it was smart. If she put those suits on sale, they would even sell out.
Yeah. Because they were wearing it. After the performance and going on TikTok, went going viral. 1 million likes per TikTok. Because everyone was
able to keep their suits. Yeah. And I think they put like the whole PR thing, because I saw people had like a whole bunch of PR packages in the hotel room, and they was like, keep it all.
I can't lie, the US content creators lived their best life.
Yeah.
They had a whole room, Fenty. Oh, they went to a Drake concert.
I heard that, actually.
I said, wow. We're taking crumbs in this country.
Must be nice. Must be nice. All right for some.
We're taking crumbs in this country, man. It's so sad. But what else do you see? All of the lights are called the Fenty Beauty product placement. Run This Town, of course. The Illuminati greatest hits.
The Illuminati ringtone.
Listen, the greatest hits in that era, child. Come on.
When you're in the elevator, that's the song that plays.
And if your pants are going down, boom.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's like a defining era.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I don't think any era compares to the Illuminati era. That's how Lady Gaga with Beyonce, Rihanna.
Everyone,
what a time. That was a good time.
All the songs in reverse.
Eminem. Oh, what a time. Yeah, then we had Umbrella, of course. That was one of her biggest hits worldwide.
Yeah.
And then Diamonds.
Yes. That outro.
I can't lie. Of course, there was times when she was using a backing track, but I think that's the best she sounded in a while.
Yeah.
For me, I was like, this is beautiful.
I think in terms of performances, that's the most dynamic performance you've seen from her.
Yeah.
With as much vocals as she did
of course,
doing herself.
Yes, I agree.
Because normally she does one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'll get dancing.
Yeah.
Or you'll get,
I'll
stand with a mic and sing some of the song. But you have the balance.
Yeah. I loved it. I think she knew, because I've always said this on the podcast, like, they need to know their strengths as performers. If you need to have a bit of assistance with the backing track and the background vocalist, go ahead.
And she got her hum right.
Yeah.
She did it twice.
And she said, I'm going to show y'all that I'm going to do my training.
She did this past 7 years, she's been humming every day.
Oh, when they did the compilation of the as a fan, I'm like this.
I think that video went viral just before the performance. Yeah. So I was like,
I'm happy that she did it twice.
If you come and hum today and you don't get it right,
but everyone's like, we're waiting for that because we know she's going to add work to it. We're going to be there. So like, we have to make sure there's a point.
I don't know if it was live or not, but
you know what? Regardless, I'm gonna take it. I think it was assistance with the backing tracks, but as long as she's not sounding off,
she got right on camera.
Yeah,
that's what I'm has.
That's what I'm has. So, like you said, don't let the media jumping on the thing. But for me, I also thought Disturbia would have been amazing.
Yes, Disturbia.
Man Down. Again, I know the audience. I get it's more of a white audience, but Man Down. I said SOS. Take About would have been nice. But I don't think that was one of her biggest hits.
Yeah.
But just for my own personal...
That one's like a hit in the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's That Chick is debatable. That's a debatable...
Who's That Chick?
But it's more like a party song.
I feel like she's more likely to do S&M before Who's That Chick.
Yeah, it's true. And then my last one I thought she was going to do was Live Your Life. I wish she did Live Your Life. In that Run This Town, because that's all part of that time.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice completion. Because
she went for that era where she was in a hip hop rap sunbag. Yeah,
undefeated. That was a go to girl. Come on.
Yeah.
But speaking of the halftime show, there's a whole conversation about Usher, and if he should or shouldn't or has a catalogue to do it.
That's one thing I like about Twitter. Twitter likes to pretend people don't have it's like if you're not. On the charts and you're not selling albums now, then it's like you've done nothing. Like people try to reduce Mariah Carey.
Didn't have Snoop Dogg and Mary J last year. We had the greats last year, like Snoop Dogg, Mary J Blige, and lot.
People are Armin and Aaron
over Usher Raymond.
Usher. Oh. Like your fave isn't his age mate. Like Usher's nobody's age mate.
Like the disrespect that I saw on Twitter. This is one of the first time I've seen people disrespect him though on Twitter. Like every time I'm on Twitter and I see his name, is a bunch of bullshit being said.
They love to use his name. Yeah.
I said kick him up, him, close your lip.
I swear every time I see Usher's name on Twitter,
they're
never using it for good. They are never using it for good online.
Like I had to put a list down of the songs that
he should
DJ got us falling in love, that song, because he, similar to Rihanna as well, he has the sounds that is not just like one lane, like got R&B,
because
pop.
He didn't just do, it's not just slow music, and it's like to transition from a commercially successful R&B artist into an artist with a commercially successful pop era.
Yes.
And like multiple number one hits, like if he was to do a set, number one, he can perform. He's an amazing performer.
He's still got it. Look at that whole time.
Still, the whole he's touring right now. Mm-hmm. No, he's got his residential show.
Yeah,
and he's performing on skates. Like if he's gonna do a Super Bowl, he needs to come with the skates.
Yeah.
Do like a whole.
I feel like he's gonna use that place.
Turn that field to a giant skate rink.
No, that would be sick.
And then do like the whole timeline of hits.
Yeah. Like, what songs would you want to see him perform?
Usher. One song that's a given is Yeah.
Oh!
That one, I think
you can't even debate that.
I think that is his biggest hit. That's his umbrella. That's his crazy. Yeah, literally. That's like, we're all sick of it, but we'll do that.
For the Super Bowl, I'm gonna take, because even as well, there were certain songs that I did not listen to prior that I'm now banging out. Umbrella song that I appreciate in the time.
Yeah.
But I've not willingly played that song like this now for a long time.
I feel like Umbrella really does slap.
The time I grew up here, it was on TV.
Everywhere.
Every station, MTV, phone, VH1,
Gosh. Like, when it first came out, you couldn't escape it. The song was everywhere.
No wonder. And I remember over 10 weeks or whatever.
There was this one summer where every time Umbrella played, it rained the next day.
It rained
like nothing rained before.
So
like,
I thought that this would be good for us in terms of even songs that people didn't love when was overplayed. To see
the resurgence in his like numbers after Super Bowl would be amazing.
I think there's a whole generation that doesn't know who he is as well. So I think everyone knows as much as we do. Like, I'll say
it's a shame, but everyone knows Usher for features with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
So like when people bring Usher conversations, they're like, oh, he's gone to Sam Walker for hit. He's gone to Chris Brown for hit. Put respect on his name.
This man had hits before we even knew who these people were.
This is so them coming to talk of Usher. This is Usher.
I'm so upset.
It's like, oh, Usher's working with Sam Walker. No, Sam Walker's got to work with Usher.
Yeah, like she's working with a goat.
Yeah, this is it. But no, seeing him do Super Bowl and get a slow would be amazing.
But it just shows that Twitter is not real life, because Twitter, this man, he'll come on that stage now and then he'll have one of the best performances that we've watched.
And people won't shut up about it.
Imagine.
Exactly. He needs a Super Bowl. What I want to see, I think I want to see him perform... This is tough. He has hits.
Let me get a list.
Okay.
I need a girl. I don't know if we should bring up P. Diddy for this one, but I need a girl.
Need that man.
If he does on this, I'll be happy. Daddy's Home, I think in the middle towards the end somewhere, because I won't say, start with the banger, like, oh my God, even though I'm not the biggest Oh My God fan.
Yeah.
I think people will love it. It's a hit for him.
Oh my God. That's non-negotiable. That's a non-negotiable hit.
That was not my personal favorite, but I know that was his hit.
Do you know, when that song came out, I rinsed it. I was a fan.
I don't think I got a chance to rinse it because the TV did it for me. Like, it was on every channel as well. So I don't think I ever put it in my personal like playlist. Yeah. But whoo!
But they had
caught up. Oh no, that lineup is going to snap.
I feel like it's gonna be like Confessions and Friends in terms of the music being played. Whereas, like, Rihanna's show was like Auntie and Friends.
Yes.
Every Super Bowl performance has that album and then the hits.
Because I think the Confessions did it for him. Like, that was that album. Now, whoo!
Yeah.
Nah, the bangers.
Let's superstar.
Oh,
just sprinkle a little bit of superstar.
The way it went viral last year, it's only right. Cause it went viral on TikTok last year. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
What else? Love in this club.
Ooh, yeah.
Love in this club. I love that song so much.
Burn has to be in there.
Yeah. You make me wanna.
Yes.
What else?
What else you got?
That's almost half a sentence we've already spoken about.
What about My Boo?
Yeah. That's...
Bring Out Alicia?
Not everyone's favourite.
Oh, wait, no, don't Bring Out Alicia.
But it was a hit. Yeah. Not Bring Out Alicia. You said she can't do the same vocals again?
Yeah, no, do you know... Yeah, I love her. I love her.
You're rude.
I love her. I love
her. But we'll
be for real. Her early catalogue, but...
Unless she's going to mime. Unless she mimes.
Yeah. You have to turn off the mic. I love her, but...
I know, in recent years, the vocals have not been like Kylie was. I don't think she really like preserved her vocals.
I think it's funny because I have this conversation a lot because I feel like her early catalog, her run of albums, I think it's like the first four or five albums she has, are like straight solid bodies of work that she gets away everything she does now.
Yeah.
We will turn a blind eye.
The album that I loved was The Element of Freedom, I think.
That album.
Yeah.
It's like, I would like, her catalogue deserves a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it does.
But who's going to perform it?
The front.
Yeah.
Is it going to do what it needs to do?
No, like I want her. I feel like someone with that catalogue deserves to get like that level of appreciation. But
I agree.
I just need someone
Maybe we should keep that for the MTV.
Yeah.
VMAs. Was she really a video girl?
Not really.
I don't, MTV something. Or maybe a BET performance. Because even Rihanna's performance here, I get that she was pregnant. And I feel like, I wish maybe she did it a few years ago when she wasn't, maybe she had more energy.
Yeah.
I feel like if that was, Rihanna's performance was for a VMA, VMAs, for example, I would not have my. I prefer this one over her VMA that she did, the four that she did.
Yeah.
But I think I get Super Bowl, there was a high standard with Beyonce, with Bruno Mars.
Because I feel like whether she's going to do, she's going to be compared.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the main reason why she doesn't do music anymore. Because I feel like she sounds like she wants to make it for fun. Yeah. She wants to have fun, but people are itching for her to release music so they can compare her. And I think that's where we lose her.
Yeah, it's true. But Alicia Keys, BET Awards. Let's give her BET Awards.
Oh, not a BET. Okay, you know Grammys. What? I know Grammys love her.
Grammys
love Alicia Keys.
Ooh, speaking of the Grammys, they were meant to honor Janet Jackson, but they said that they didn't do, because they didn't know how to apologize to her. Guys, I'm sorry. I fucked up. I was weak.
They continue to do her wrong.
Yeah. Like, even after she'd been vindicated, even after, like, what?
They continue to do her wrong. They, like...
Pride is not a good thing, especially in the corporate level as well, because you guys were wrong. You guys went to go and follow them and, like, blackball her.
Just apologize. You guys were wrong.
Just say, I'm sorry.
We all know you're wrong.
We're wrong.
We all know.
Like, you're not right anyway, so... I think an apology would actually make me rate them more. Because at this point, we've lost our respect for them.
Yeah, yeah. I think respect for the Grammys is, like, in the gutter. It's funny, because it chops and changes a lot.
But you know, I do think the artists carry the Grammys now, depending on who. Like Beyonce won a lot this year with Renaissance and Break My Soul.
Because everyone's like, oh, like the Grammys hold no weight. But if you win a Grammy, it's gonna.
Everyone's all excited. I think there's one now.
I'm a Grammy award winner, so it still holds weight, even though people don't like to admit it. It's true. Still holds weight.
It's true, but you know what? I will say though, Lizzo, I'm so happy for her. Like this season that she's in right now, the performance that she's been doing. Yeah. I think she did Brits, she did the Grammys. Yeah,
Brits, Grammys, back to back. I do love Lizzo.
Yeah, and the fact that she was a rapper first before a singer, I'm shocked.
Yeah,
that's how you train.
It's annoying because they do keep putting her in the rap category.
It's giving her a bit of Doja sometimes.
Yeah, which opens her up to a lot of criticism. Yeah, because she's not a rapper anymore.
Yeah,
but. They keep bringing her into this. It's annoying because when it comes to music and like categorizing artists, they get it wrong all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
All the time. It's true.
But you know what?
But Lizzo, she's phenomenal. She's in her bag. Like she's an all rounded
as well.
She's an all rounded artist.
Yeah, honestly. All-rounded. When she gets that flute out,
yeah.
I love her. I do love her. But Usher, we're rooting for you. You're gonna kill it if you do it.
He needs Super Bowl.
Yeah, he needs to do it.
That's
I agree. I think that'll be a perfect way to bring it all together with his journey. You
know? Definitely. I think he needs to gear up for that Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
Because I saw he's teasing music at the moment. I think he's teasing music. Like he
has a new. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. I heard a snippet the other day.
I love something he did during the lockdown time. What was it called? Bad Habits or Habit or Habits. What's called Bad Habits?
It was bad habit. Was that a song with the computer love sample in it?
I think so. Yes.
Wasn't a fan.
Oh, I loved it.
You know, I think the song was alright. It was just kind of like just a bit.
Do you feel like it was expected from him? Like it was nothing.
No, it was just like okay.
Okay.
It was. It felt kind of flat, and I felt like the sample wasn't really utilized to its fullest.
You know, I agree with you.
Sample can make or break a song sometimes.
I get it. It's fair. That's fair, man.
But he has his collab. He has that song with LMA. Him and LMA work well together.
Oh, yeah. That's true. LMA works with a lot of male artists, you know.
Do you know what? LMA works with, she's shown a lot of love from the traditional R&B artists. Mm-hmm. Babyface, Mary J. Blige, Usher. Ooh. Like, them lot love her.
That's why she'll come back. She said, who are you people?
They give her flowers.
Like she deserves it.
Yeah,
she
not for real.
Like, I love it for her. I do love it. Time is going. We're going to have to go through the topics quickly. Wow. Whoa,
crazy.
Damn. All
right.
Okay, sticking with the halftime shows. We've got good news. Thames, Rema and Burna Boy to perform at the NBA All-Star Games. What were your thoughts when you saw this?
Looking forward to that. That's but Utah. Because I was saying that's a race of that, isn't it? Crazy.
You know what? I love Burna. But I'm really truly excited for Thames and Rema. Those are my favorites.
Thames had a phenomenal year.
Yeah, like oh,
I'd be interested to see how that pans out.
Yeah, you know what? She has the audience there.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing a set list, what she does. Rema's gonna kill it. That man's a rock star.
Yeah.
Burna's my problematic fave.
Yeah.
But I know he can perform, so he's gonna deliver.
Oh yeah, Burna.
I don't have to question that at all. But when I saw, I was like, you know what, Afrobeats is killing it. Like you said as well earlier, like he's just doing amazing things. So shout out to them. I'm really happy for them. Thames, I need her prayer. You know, people want Sierra's prayer. I want Thames prayer.
Thames has like a phenomenal, like she's just gone from strength to strength. Yeah. And like
from Essence onwards, it's been
nonstop. Do you know like sometimes an artist lands a hit or like a viral song,
and then they just vanish.
Yeah, but it's like to go from like big cosign to big, like to go from Essence to Drake to Future to Beyonce and land on
Rihanna
all of their
albums. Well, Lift Me Up, Rihanna, Oscar nomination.
To land on all of their albums and then Grammy winner, Oscar nominated. God. Like,
I loved him so much.
She's probably been fasting for the past 20 years.
Listen, whatever she did, I will fast, I will pray. Whatever she did, I need that prayer. Thank you. Give us a prayer.
It is nuts. Like, no, that's like...
And also, I feel like she's like so humble and a sweetheart. Like, yeah, I feel like she's down to earth. And I think that's a big part of it. Because people have talent, but then they're just so egotistical.
Yeah.
And she just made like that girl next door through it all. So, shout out to her.
No, shout out to her for real.
I'll have her next up. Chloe. Chloe Bailey.
Chloe Bailey.
Sorry, some drama again.
Chloe Bailey.
So Chloe announced her upcoming single featuring Chris Brown called How Does It Feel? Coming out 24th March. If you want to listen to it anyway. I know some don't want to listen to it, but it's okay.
March or Feb?
Hold on. It's Feb.
Next week.
Hold on.
Next week.
Where did I get March from? Let me just double check. Have a third album.
March.
I'm confusing it with the thingy. Hold on. Let me see. Let me double check. Oh, sorry. I wonder if it says three. It's two. My bad. Feb. Sorry. 24th of Feb. Thank you. So she dropped the artwork, which has Chris Brown in it, of course. And let's just say in an hour, it had almost 20,000 quote tweets.
Yeah.
Of course, people were talking about how, like, why is not black women working with Chris Brown? And of course, I know you're a fan, so this is the most awkward time for you to come and defend your fame.
Do you know what?
Show your fault, but what are your thoughts on the situation that happened on social media?
It's funny because it's like every time he collabs with someone, it's selective outrage.
Yeah.
It's selective outrage.
Because people didn't enjoy No Guidance, though. People sat there and were playing a game.
People love No Guidance. People dance to go crazy the next year. Like, her and Chris Brown was the second single on her album.
But you know what I would say, the women get backlash more than the men. Because her got backlash. Ellen May have been getting backlash.
I haven't seen backlash for her or Ellen May. But I probably missed it.
I see that more privately than I think there's a respect. I think also goes by respect as well.
Yeah.
Ellen May, people respect her enough to not maybe cuss her out publicly.
Yeah.
But Chloe, because Chloe's had a bit of a tough solo era.
People like to be vocal about Chloe.
Yeah.
It is almost like popular
to
be vocal and give your think piece on what you think of Chloe. Because she's had a very chaotic rollout. She had a very chaotic solo career.
Yeah.
It's not even rollout, it's like her whole solo career is
it's so layered. That's the thing, it's so layered.
Yeah.
I get those that have their reasons for not wanting support.
Yeah.
And it's him. That's fair. But I think the fake shock at this point, it can't be shocked, like, because there's been so many collabs.
Like, when will the shock end?
Yeah, because the thing is that, let's be honest, the reality is, I said on Twitter as well, he is one of the biggest streamed artists, right? I think 25th biggest streamed artist on Spotify in the world.
Top 25th, top 25 right now.
Yeah, like 54 million monthly listeners.
I'm like, if we're going to be for real.
Yeah.
If you're an R&B artist who probably can't stream on your, who probably can't chart on your own, and you
was having a tough time in New York, I feel like Pray Away did not get this reaction
at all.
And so like, I'm gonna look. It had a quarter.
Pray Away is a song everyone's been asking for.
Yeah,
she released it. Somehow, and where did everyone go?
Crickets.
But now she's looking Chris Brown. Everyone remembers Chloe again.
I saw the engagement difference, and I felt shy because like if you're upset because you love Chloe. Why was the support or this loudness not given?
Because I think only time I've seen this much engagement on her tweet was when she announced the album.
Yeah, it's true.
For the song, it's just crickets. But now it's this song.
It's not like Pray Away is the best song. It's an amazing song.
Pray Away is the best song.
Yeah.
Pray Away is the best song. So when I saw she released it, I was like, okay, finally, they're going to give her flowers now. But crickets. It's crazy. God. So like, it's kind of like, so if you're an R&B artist and you need to do like a collab with another singer, a male singer, R&B singer who can pull in an audience, your options are limited.
Yeah.
Your options are limited.
It's a business at the end of the day. Unfortunately, it depends who is fortunate. And
the funny thing is a lot of these singers grew up listening to music and are probably still fans.
Yeah.
So when they meet him in real
life, even look at his tour. He has sold out.
Sold out European, and they sold out, and he sold out the tour of Little Baby as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think there was a video of Lizzo, there's a video of when Lizzo met him.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
recently?
Last year.
Okay, cool.
So she met him. I think it was on his last tour of mm-hmm. Lil Baby. So okay. She met him. Right. And she was like screaming, like happy to meet him. And then she got dragged for it.
Oh, you know what? I heard about this. But again, I just feel like it's selective, though. Yeah. I feel like those that get dragged are the ones that people didn't like in the first place.
They want
like it's double.
The Lizzo, Normani, Chloe. Like, they want a reason to drag you.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's just...
Because WizKid, he got that comment, but they did the dance.
Everyone's on TikTok dancing.
Listen, that
WizKid
sound was going around.
Everyone's dancing to Under the Influence. But now it's Chloe.
But I can't like Under the Influence. It's a beautiful song.
Oh, what a song.
I'm so sorry, guys. But I love that song so much.
I'm happy to be a part of the crowd who was there when it first
How
came
was out. The show?
The show was amazing. And he did this...
Wasn't that thing where he made the audience pick the song?
So, yeah, so he had this segment towards the end mm-hmm. where he had like 3 songs to pick from. And then basically
I love the
crowd participation. Yeah. You had to scream and get the song picked.
It's a very smart way to get the crowd engaged as well. And have them hyped up.
But like, so he was on stage for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm, that's what I heard, yeah. And then
singing, dancing mm-hmm. at like a high level for the whole. Do you know, people are singing in there. Nah, he kept going mm-hmm. 2 hours straight. Yeah. And what was cool was like, do you know when you have dancers and that, mm-hmm. Everyone's got like the same costume and the same choreo. Like he gives his dancers like personality. Mm-hmm. So everyone's got their own thing.
There's one babe.
Terry Taylor. Yeah. Bold. Oi!
You know what? I've questioned myself a few times because I said, "What a babe!"
This
I think she was also at Wireless, right?
She's at Wireless.
Yes,
she's in the Call Me the Day video.
Yes,
Under the Influence video.
She is a fine babe.
What a woman!
You know what? When it comes to the situation, though, I feel like if you don't want to support, I get it.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's
at this point, you can't be surprised.
It's like it's very understandable.
Yeah,
it's very understandable.
Yeah,
but what does the outrage? What does the outrage do?
Because there's not going to come out. She's not going to pull it out now. She's
not going to cancel it.
Yeah, she's going to release it. And she might actually have one of her biggest songs. And I don't want it to feel like, oh, she needs to depend on him per se.
Yeah.
But because of his numbers, the reality is he has numbers. And when someone releases music, he's going to be in the release radar. Like, there's a way that the release works.
Like, the outrage, the reach.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, if it's a good song.
Because that sample, Usher, isn't it? That's
yeah, throwback. Because he's...
Cause he spoke.
Oh,
so
what a
much.
Song.
Oh,
I
what a
hope...
full circle conversation, by the way. Go back to Usher again.
Full circle for real. See, I hope it's a good song. For their sake.
Again, if it was not it's not a good song, nah, it's been a waste of a song.
This is what I'm saying. So it's back to the same thing said earlier. So
literally.
Now if the song doesn't slap...
It needs to be worth it. It needs to actually be irresistible.
What have you gained?
Yeah.
What have you gained? So,
Chloe, but I really wish her the best. I think it's coming out March 31st. The album, isn't it?
Yeah,
is it called?
Has she
because she had her outfit on and she turned around and she was like, "Oh, no, is that it's the 31st on it?" So,
okay,
it's coming out in March. We know that it's in the 31st, so it's been alluded anyway. But we shall see.
Yeah,
hopefully it's a good album.
I hope it's good.
From the little song that we heard on Twitter with this new song, and then Pray It Away, it could be a good album.
It's shaping up. I think when I heard that. None of the previous singles were on the album.
I said, glory!
I have a choice.
You know what?
No.
Yeah, people think I'm a hater, but it's just I want... Okay, I watched her in Chloe X Halle.
Yeah.
You know, and I saw a performance of her and Halle singing Don't Make It Harder On Me. Wait.
Yeah.
I wonder what he thinks of me, sorry.
Okay.
And the way, like, her vocals were on that, I started, I wanted this in the solo, you know, especially because her performance has not been... It's been good in terms of, okay, we've seen that she can dance,
I feel like her performances, she gets... Too
excited.
She gets carried away.
Yeah.
Because
so that we don't have balance.
Because I feel like with performances, you need to remember that you've rehearsed for this.
Yeah.
So do what you rehearse.
Yeah.
Because when you start getting excited and you start trying things. When you're now trying things you've not tried before. So it just goes left.
Come people say, oh, Beyonce was also extra, but Beyonce still kind of tamed the extraness. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like she was like, but she's still singing. She's still popping the choreography.
Yeah.
Like it might be extra in terms of like she's doing more than the average, but it's like it's still a performance.
Her extra, like she was like really extra when she was younger.
Yeah.
But it was like it still made sense. Like it was still good. Like it still made sense.
Yeah.
Like she didn't get. It was like a carried away extra.
Yeah.
But it was like I'm gonna do 150%.
Yes. Literally, but. I hope it goes well for Chloe because literally we need this out so we can get Chloe X Halle back.
Yeah.
You know, I need that.
Because
literally.
I feel like to go from Ungodly Hour to...
This is it. Even the rollout of Ungodly Hour.
That was a phenomenal album.
And that was during lockdown as well. Like, how do you have a rollout like that during lockdown?
Like a full... Like every song got a performance. Every song got a performance. Like.
Yeah. So I look forward to seeing how this works.
Yeah, hopefully it works out for her.
Yeah, but... Okay, quickly, SZA has been named Billboard's Woman of the Year and will receive the awards March the 1st for the Billboard Women in Music Awards. What are your thoughts on her getting this award?
Shout out to SZA, man.
I just want to talk about her. That's what I want to
know. I was like, oh, would have been SZA. But no, like, to see, like, she's had, like, a phenomenal few months. Well, no, do you know? Even, like, this role has been very scattered, but can only...
They saved it. In the best album. Because what? If this album was not good, and if she didn't go hard with the last few weeks before the album came out, I don't think we'd
have the rollout would have just went to waste.
Yeah, like, 2 years, it shouldn't have worked, but it worked.
Because I feel like, I don't think they expected it to be this big at all. Because
I don't think she did either.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't think anyone did. I thought maybe like, okay, maybe like a number one. And then
9 weeks, isn't it?
Nine weeks. I think it's about to reach 10.
Yeah, about to reach 10.
10, that's crazy.
I'm so excited for her.
With no physicals, just pure streams.
If she adds the vibe, wasn't the physical.
Like, she's been breaking records next to Taylor Swift, Usher, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey. Crazy.
I love that for her.
It's
so
funny
much.
How every time someone breaks the record, it joins Mariah Carey.
Yeah, literally, because Mariah set a bar.
Decades
funny,
ago. Mariah set like a physical bar that people are only now breaking with streams.
Yeah, streaming, so I feel like she will always be respected for that time, because that time is harder, you know, like, streaming, of course, made it a little bit easier.
People used to leave their house to buy this music.
HMV, Target, America.
Queuing outside, this is it.
What a time. What's the last album that you bought physically before the streaming era?
That's the question.
Do you remember? Kind of my one, of course. My one was really obvious.
I didn't really... Okay. Wow.
Were you a physical buyer?
But you know, funny enough, my family had like a huge music collection. So like, they'll probably just buy the song anyway. So I can remember the first album I
bought. What did you buy?
Confessions by Usher.
Of course. Full circle again.
Full circle. So funny enough, I started a vinyl collection last year. Mm-hmm. So the first ever album I bought was Usher Confessions. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, cool. When I start my vinyl collection, first vinyl has to be Usher Confessions.
We have full circle. And did you get it?
Yeah.
Come on!
So I think, I have like three vinyls at the moment. Mm-hmm. I have Usher Confessions, Emancipation of Mimi, and Sweet Sexy Savage.
Oh, sorry. This is amazing album. This is amazing. What do you want to get next?
I think maybe Thriller.
That's a perfect way to tie up.
Yeah.
That's good.
Definitely got to get Thriller.
Oh, I support that. I need to get into vinyls as well.
What was your last?
My last physical purchase, I would say, in from the store, unapologetic, online, anti.
Okay.
Rihanna style, remember, through Rihanna style.
Yeah.
But then, of course, I do buy music through iTunes now, but
okay.
It's just to support extra, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my last, so I think I've lost it though. I've lost it. I've definitely lost it. But that is all the time that we have for today.
Okay.
Reese, thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed.
It's been fun. We've had fun.
I love that. You'll be back again anyway.
I'll be back.
And not for the last time, where they can find you.
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Yes.
My brain went blank.
Reese like AOJ.
Reese AOJ, RECEALJ.
Oh, that's right. It will be in the episode description as usual. It's been your boy Manny. You can find me, The Classic Man, on Twitter, The Classic Manny, TikTok, and Instagram. Use the hashtag TCM Show. Follow, rate, share, use the hashtag, as I said already. But as I always end the podcast, don't forget to always do your bit of project. Bye guys. Hey, we did it!